Now entering Nerdist.com.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I thought Todd Glass was on vacation and there'd be no show tonight. I went crying in the street, I had no shoes upon my feet. But then I heard about the after show. The after show, Todd Glass after show. Oh, I am so excited, I might do a line of blow. I'm gonna sit back in my seat, still no shoes upon my feet, but I'm gonna go listen to the Todd Glass After Show. Ho, ho, ho! Hee, 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 hee! Ha, 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 ha! Ho, 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 the Todd Glass After Show. Gonna listen to the show. Oh, oh, I love things that rhyme with oh. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm gonna sit back here, listen to the Todd Glass Show. Oh, oh, hee, 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 hee. Oh, here he comes back, he's getting back now for his show. Oh, Todd Glass After Show. Oh, hey.
We just got into a real zone.
No, true. Okay, we are going to get to something really cool. I love getting to, I love bits. That's why I love hanging out with Henry.
Me too, man.
You know, when one night I saw you, you were hanging out at some club.
Yeah.
Okay, now I don't want to oversay this, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I am high.
That's all right.
And I probably wouldn't normally say this, but I saw you hanging out and you were having so much fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to hang out with that guy. You know, so like purposely, hey, what's up? You know, because it looked like you were having fun.
I do have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you do.
You're the same way. Like,
no, and that's what you look for other people like that. Like, you know, so, but I think that's. We'll take a break. We'll
you're like
right
a, no, but you're like, oh, you're going to stop it, right?
Oh. You want to
are we
call?
Still on?
No, we're still on.
No, I was going to say you're like a dog as opposed to a cat. Like when you go to a party and sometimes you'll do a bit and a cat type person will look at you and just be like, what are you doing, dude? You're making a fool out of yourself. But you're like the dog would do where you're just sort of like.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're I thought you were going to insult
me. I'm going to jump in and, you know, mess around with this guy, you know, because like dogs are like that and then cats just kind of look at you and.
Yeah, you bait. You know what the
you
thing
know what
is?
I mean?
You want the attention. I think the cats know you want their attention, so they don't give it to you. And then if they give it to you,
you know what's funny?
I like play
sometimes,
mine.
Sometimes people will be like, "Oh my god, you're just looking for attention." Someone will say that to you when you're trying to be silly at a party, and they go, "Oh, it's not about you." But then they'll pay money to see you at a club.
Yeah,
so it is about
totally.
Me.
Yeah, giving people. I have.
Let's all do imitations.
Oh my god, I'm getting. Just let me take a second here.
Okay.
What did you just say? I have no idea what you just said.
That's not a lie, by the way. That is not a lie.
I swear to God it isn't. By the time you were done, I couldn't react because I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. And I know it's not your fault. It's my fault.
I get it.
Okay, so, oh yeah, you said
people
about, oh, you want attention. Yeah, who says that?
Sometimes people say that.
You're at a party. Oh yeah, you just want attention. No, I don't think I've ever had that happen.
No, they say
maybe it's what
they say it behind your back.
Yeah, they don't say it to you.
You know
they
what
say it about you.
Okay. Well, that's even better. All right, let me just stay in control.
Yeah,
take a break.
The
show.
Okay, let me drive the show right. I want to just do a good job. We're back. It's the after show. I feel like we should move back from the mics a little bit. Mm-hmm. Here's what next week we're getting lav mics. I lied a minute ago and I said we had them. So we're getting lav mics. So for the after show, we clip them on and then we could just do whatever we want. And it does create more. I want the after show to be where we can walk around, go get a drink, leave, go home. I still have you on the podcast. All right. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Mm-hmm. We're getting the lavs. This is the after show now. People are like, all right.
I like this.
I want to get this thought out of my head. So I had a thought that came into my head, and something that happened so long ago, and I said it for 5 years. I can't believe I stopped doing it. Like, I thought, I'm doing this the rest of my life. I was downtown at Philadelphia Cheesesteaks, Pat's Philadelphia Cheesesteaks, mm-hmm. and we heard me and my friend Mike Sousa, if he's listening, we heard a guy say this, "Yo, Freedy, you want ketchup and shit on this or what?" I swear to God, that happened. And then we did that for about 5-6 years. All me and my friend did. Yo, Frida, you want us to shit on this or what? And I did it for 5 years, and then I stopped doing it. And my friend called me and goes, Todd, remember we used to, you want us to shit? They would just make us laugh. Like, if you could get the other person without them knowing it, I'd be like, hey, Mike, I got a question for you. What? You want us to shit on this? So that happened, and I can cross that off of my things to talk about.
I like it.
That's some good stuff right there. There's some good podcasting right there. And then you can wait. You can get what you – oh, yeah. Okay. I think we should tell this.
Well, you had a story. You said you used to do – what was it? What was that song we were talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The song We're Caught in a Trap. I Can't Walk Out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in my club act, a lot of times, you know, and I have
no. That's not what I meant.
Oh,
but no, finish it. But I.
Oh, he was
no, no. But you tell the story.
You're caught in a trap. You can't move out.
I used to say, "I'm taking a crap," but I mean, I haven't done this in days.
Did you really do that? Wait, wait, wait. Did you really do that?
No, no.
Oh, my God. I thought,
no, but no. I was referencing the time that we were at that party, and this guy came over and started. He kind of killed our interesting conversation by jumping in with something about that he used to do in the clubs or whatever.
Hold on. This is where are you going, Andrew? No.
I'm just going outside.
Why?
We're walking the room.
Jesus. Is that?
I thought we could walk the room.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. That's how interesting we are.
No, it's not that interesting.
What was the story that you wanted?
No, you're worried about your car, right?
Fuck yeah.
Should I tell everyone what you did?
What happened?
Okay, he bought a car. Well, I think we should let everyone know.
Okay,
he bought a car. Okay.
Off Craigslist.
I feel like I know I shouldn't be paranoid about it, but I really want to make an effort. I don't want people to go, yeah, it's fun the after show, but they never finish thoughts. And I know it's all me. So let's do one thing at a time here.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Andrew.
He bought a car today. And by the way, don't interrupt me. To you know when you're telling a story and you're pretty close and someone interrupts you? It was a gray car. All right, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I got it close enough. He went and bought a car today for $5,000. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Like, that couldn't be that off. $1,300. And he told the guy, hey, look, if I don't like the car, if I bring it to a mechanic, I just want to be safe, no offense to you, and something's wrong with it, I'm sure everything will be fine, but I'm going to return it, and I'll give you $50 for your efforts. And that's sort of a cool thing to do, because then the person goes, oh, you know what, I put the ad back in, it's $50. All right, you know, it's not a lot, but it's... And then he said he paid cash. So I was like, oh, Jesus, you shouldn't have paid cash. I mean, the guy might adhere to it, but he can easily. So now he's worried because the car broke down already. He just bought it today. That the guy, if he goes back to this guy, will he be a man of his word?
Mm.
So when he told me that today, I went, don't, you know, Andrew, and I go, we all make mistakes. He's a young guy. And you know what? Don't be too quick to think you didn't do anything that, you know, wasn't thought through like that. Mm-hmm. We all have. You just get older and, you know, you don't make shit mistakes like that. So anyway, he doesn't know if this guy's going to be a man of his word. But I said, haven't you ever watched Judge Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is everything. People don't get things in writing. He said no. So then I said, I understand.
Well, look, last thing he needs right now is for everybody else to pile on. And
we're not going
to
play this.
And
we're not going to play this. We don't play. I edit out the show. I'm not going to play you. Remember we were doing that bit?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. So all that is true?
Yeah,
of course it's true. You think I just made that boring story up? What the fuck is it true? There was nothing funny about that. Is that how you see me? It's like some. Do I go on rants where my rant could be that interesting? what would I make that up? Why did I get so upset about
it? I'm just wondering. Can I ask you questions about this? Why did you pay cash?
Well, we've already established that. He made a mistake. You hold on. I got you here.
Did the guy ask for cash?
You don't need to talk.
Offer cash.
All right, let's move on. Who cares?
Yeah,
no, I don't mean who cares. I care. What did I tell you?
Okay, can I just say the one thing is tell him. Did you already tell him it broke down?
No.
Don't tell him anything. Just see what's wrong with the car, and then tomorrow say, hey, there's paperwork.
Shh.
The car's fine. I love the car. I'm just having a little bit of trouble with some of this paperwork. You just find out what it is that you might actually legitimately need from him, and then just fucking kill him.
Oh God, that story! You had
I had nowhere to go.
You had nowhere to go, and there was no answer there.
No.
You just
kept talking and
Jesus
talking.
Christ! But anyway, Andrew, it's that's what happened with Andrew. Now let's move on. You're fine. Oh, by the way,
yes,
I apologize. I think you were a little high and you got lost, and then I went in there and I went for the kill.
What are we talking about?
Are you shitting me? No, come on. You don't realize.
No, I was hoping to lose you this time.
No, you didn't lose me. I know what happened. You told a story that was you interrupted with nothing.
Yes.
And you went, blah, 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 with no answer. We were all listening. to see if you really had a good answer for him. I was really listening.
I
thought,
turned
no, you
I
just
didn't.
Went, here's what you do. You call him up and you get a piece of paper. And then when you go over the house, you get the piece of paper. And then you see if you can get it back. And I thought, yeah. What the fuck is he talking about? And then I thought, I'm high. Maybe I'm not following your logic. But it ends up, no, you were just
I didn't
rambling.
Have any, turns out.
So then, but then I'm still apologizing because you just were where you were at. I didn't need to attack you.
Yeah.
Henry, can you fucking give me a second?
I know. And by the way, I apologize if I'm a little distracted. I'm having a situation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Can we take some calls?
Well, no, I was on a date last night. And this is why. Did you ever send like a, you know, you're going back and forth with text messages and then you send one and then you don't hear anything back for hours, and then you're like, oh, maybe I said the wrong thing.
Yes.
Well, all right. Tell me if you think this. Okay. I'll read the whole chain here. I said, okay. Hey, I had a great time last night. She gets back to me and says, yeah, I had a great time too. And then I wrote back and I said, it sucks that they made us wait 45 minutes at that restaurant because we went to this restaurant. I didn't make reservations.
Yeah, I hate when they
she
do
was
that.
Bummed.
Yeah.
So we had to sit there, and then she goes, yeah, but that's okay. And then I responded and I said, yeah, and the worst part is, I'll bet if you were some, and I put in quotes, hot girl, then we probably would have gotten a table right away. And I haven't heard anything back, and now I'm just like, is she upset? I mean, did I say something wrong? I don't know. I mean, what? Should we bring the lady in on this one?
Stupid. You know what? Maybe because like, we don't have an answer.
That's
bring
the
lady in because you know sometimes she, and then like, well, no,
like is that bad?
What he act like his? Don't talk to him as a character. Okay. Talk to him as that's really him. Like if you would be appalled or whatever, what would you say to this guy?
I would probably be a little offended. I probably wouldn't text you back either.
Well, but no, but I don't like hot, quote unquote, hot, attractive girls. I like just
yeah,
regular
but
you're girls.
Lie that she's
you know?
Ugly.
No, I'm just
is
saying
ugly?
That you know. I'll bet if she was some model looking girl, like some
oh,
cute.
Yeah.
No, Henry.
But if she was like
Henry,
some
Henry,
cute
girls,
girl, then
hold on,
we would have gotten
Henry,
in.
Henry.
And
you're explaining. You're explaining why that you're saying it. It's okay if you have that thought,
I'm against
but you can't
superficial.
Say that.
I'm against superficial people, and I'm saying like you know. I'll bet if you were one of these cute girls that you see on the street,
seems like you say know. You're against that, but then.
well, you could text her and say that she has a really hot personality.
Yeah.
Can we
well,
make a jingle for that?
So what do I do? Do I just wait for her to respond, or do I just keep explaining
no,
myself?
No, you don't.
I think you keep explaining.
I meant
yourself.
Like you're not model hot, but like you have a hot personality.
You should text all that to her.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Or she'll listen to the podcast.
You're fun to talk. To well if I'm in another room
yeah right, I'm lost okay here's what we're gonna do Bob the those guys that by the way I hope this is fun for the listeners because in here it was so much fun when we rehearsed it but wait is that wrong what I said no okay so we took a little break and then we have some pre-arranged music and then Joey
hi
and then I want him to come over afterwards. I want to talk to him about the Paul Schaefer story. So,
oh yeah.
So they rehearsed a little. So you guys, now this might. I hope this runs smooth. But Bob, how long have you worked downstairs?
7 years.
7 years. And like, and we were talking about this yesterday. Like, when you look at those cars down there, is there a car in that showroom that you can't? Can you work on all those cars?
Anyone.
And I'm being totally serious. When. Like, is there a point when you're fixing a car like that? Because sometimes people ask me, like, I'm sure they've asked all of us, hey, how do you think of stand-up? How do you, you know, they go, how'd you get into stand-up? Or how do you even remember all that stuff? Right? And then we're so used to doing it. But I looked at those cars and I'm like, how the fuck can somebody know, like, how to work on one of these cars? It's like you're a scientist. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's as crazy as open-heart surgery, except you can't kill anybody unless that car fucks up and it goes into it. But, so how long has that been since... When you first started fixing cars like that, did you ever worry, like, I hope I didn't fix that wrong and he's going 100 miles an hour and his brakes don't work or something? Serious?
Yeah, every day.
Are you being totally serious?
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
But you know, what on what percent would you have done something wrong? 1%? Not even?
20%.
Imagine if that was true and he was sitting there. I hope he's kidding. He looked with a straight face. He said it. So anyway, why don't you go up there and you're going to do Suspicious Minds, right?
Wait,
we had 5 songs, and that was one of them, and then so we picked this song. What were you going to ask?
I was just going to ask him, like, do you sing a lot? What, is this a thing that he does?
Well, you know that what happened when I first started putting everything up here, we were messing around, and then he went over to the mic. I'm like, oh, he's got a pretty good voice. But yeah, did you ever sing in a band or anything?
No, I just sing in the garage.
Oh, that's what. No, you know what somebody said, that they were going to give him downstairs because he sings. You can, if you're over in like one corner of the garage, you can hear him singing. And but if you know, you walk 30 feet away, they were going to give him a headset and then let him sing all day. That's a good idea.
You should do that
for
singing mechanic. The singing Ferrari mechanic.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do this. We hope it's fun. And then, I guess nothing. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get this going. And you ready over there with the drums? Hi, everybody. It's Todd. Now, you're probably wondering, why am I coming on in the middle of the podcast? Is something wrong? Oh, my God, what's wrong? Well, there is something wrong. Not a big deal, though. But Bob from downstairs, the mechanic, he did a song, and it was so much fun in the studio, but there were some technical difficulties, and it didn't sound great. So we're going to wait and do it again. But we're going to play like maybe 10 seconds of it, just so we don't totally ruin the flow of the show. And then we'll talk to Joey, the drummer, and then we'll bring Bob back the week after next. So anyway, there you go. So you know what happened, all right? Bye. Could you do can Joey come? Who has a mic that they can share?
Joey can sit right here.
I want him to tell the story about – and then we have – oh, my God, we have so many funny things. My uncle is going to call in. Who owns the dog, the house I was at that was barking. He's going to call in.
Oh,
yes? Yeah, and then Henry Phillips is going to do a song. We're going to do two songs.
Okay.
I want to do the one where I play the girl. You said that's okay?
Yeah.
And then will you go up there and do one?
Yeah, I got a brand new one. It's from my cooking video. Maybe I should try that one.
Henry, you do anything you want, and it's out of the hits.
Okay.
Nobody laughs at that? Oh, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to do that.
Well, there's two jokes there. Also, as if I have hits. You know.
Well, you do have hits. You have hits in my book.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Me and Morgan Murphy, but one time
I remember that. God. Those were the days, huh?
So when I'll get you to Paul Schaefer's daughter.
You want to introduce Joey Zare to everybody?
Yeah, you probably. Go ahead.
People don't know him.
Yeah.
He's a great, he's a friend of ours.
And you're Paul Schaefer's daughter. No, I just want to make sure.
The guy doesn't listen
to anything.
For
the listeners.
Joey worked on Todd's last pilot. And that's how we know Joey. I know him from other places. That sounded weird, but that's true.
And then,
and he's a very talented musician, and among other things.
And then, and your band, Click Five, right?
Yep.
Paul Schaefer's daughter saw you guys on, was it on Conan, or she just was aware of you from a few different...
No, I mean the you'll have to carry the story because you'll be funnier than me. But
no, it doesn't have to be funny. I just thought it wasn't a funny story. It was a great story. So don't worry about it being funny. Yeah. Basically,
his daughter was a fan. I don't know from where, but
can you put down that beer for a second? Has this been a problem?
Use the microphone. You're in show business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Bob knew how to.
So his daughter was a fan. The lawyer called our manager. I don't remember the lawyer's name, but he called the manager and was like, "The Paul Schaefer's daughter wants you to play." And so we did it, and the money was good. Paul pays well. And we get there. It was, in Greenwich, Connecticut, of course.
That, by the way, is good to, like, that. I don't know why, but I'm such a big fan of that whole dynamic on that show. Like, it makes me feel good to know that Paul pays well.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Paul Schaefer's an amazing guy.
Yeah. And I've only heard great things about Paul. And the reason I love it, also, I love Paul Schaefer. And one other story, I heard the same thing about a friend of mine that has a great Paul Schaefer story. He just out of the blue. But anyway, we're here with you now, so let's not. So he goes, my daughter loves you guys. You go up, and is it all set up like with staging and like, or do they?
Oh yeah, it was a full ordeal. I don't think I had any signed disclosure agreements when I booked this gig, but it was like a full deal and. In Greenwich, very, very, a very expensive party, you could tell. And, we got on stage, and they had some other band that was coming in, too, and he wanted us to back it up because there's just a singer. So he played with us, and we had in-ear monitors, like little speakers in ears. And was directing us over the in-ear monitors, and he was screaming in our headphones, all the different harmonies and stuff, and it was just like we were just tripped out because we grew up as musicians watching the late night band, you know, late show band.
Yeah.
And so anyways, long story short, he after that experience, he really liked our band and was really encouraging of his daughter to like come see us and all this. And we went to New York. We knew Paul McCartney was playing on Letterman, so we called. You know, we had his number because we had to call him when we were ready to load into the Sweet 16 party. Is the story too long?
No.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I'm just like you, so I respect that you thought that. But no, I love this. I just love this story. Yeah, yeah. No, not long. It's awesome.
Yeah. So we heard McCartney was playing. So and we just happened to be in New York for a meeting or something, and we all went to go to watch it, and we were like, you know what, fuck it, let's call the number. So we called the number, and he didn't pick up, and he called, and so we're like, ah, figures. And then we're walking home after Paul McCartney played. It was amazing, by the way.
Which I want to go back to too, because that's another an amazing thing.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, phone starts ringing. Paul Schaefer calling back. Hey, sorry I missed you guys. You know what's going on? And then we were like, oh, nothing. Shot in the dark. Come out, we're playing at this like hole in the wall Rockwood Music Hall in New York, you know, that night at like 11 o'clock, late show, whatever. And he lives in Connecticut, so it's like never gonna happen. So we're playing our set, and then in comes Paul Schaefer by himself, and that ends up coming on and playing some songs with us. And then wow. I think a couple shows later, like we would start playing a couple hours out of the city, and he would show up. So he would like take a car to come to one of our shows. And it just turned to this whole thing. It's like, oh, you know, because actually we had never played Letterman. We'd only played Conan, Kimmel. You know, we had never done Letterman or Leno. You know, and obviously we wanted to do Letterman.
You're like me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if eventually it got to the point where it was annoying that he kept showing up? All right, Paul, we got to get upset. Guys, I'm here.
But that never happened, right?
No, it never happened. But so he came, he started coming to some shows, and we would always have our like little numbers that we would play with him, whatever. And as we got more comfortable, we would start stretching it and being like, oh, just stay for this one, even though he didn't know it. And it would just start to get a little more loose. And then all of a sudden we got booked another huge show to play in Greenwich again. A private show for the city of Greenwich. You can imagine. Nice show. And we get there, and by the way, our shows in the U.S. were kind of waning in the audience. We were pretty much only working overseas, so we would come and play these shows. And once you got outside of New York City, we could still sell out a club in New York City. Once you got outside New York City, the numbers would start to wane, whatever. And so, it was interesting. Oh, they're booking us for this, you know, private gig in Greenwich, and you know, it's not like we have a lot of fans in Greenwich. There's not that many people in Greenwich, you know, and. We start getting word on the way to the show that, oh, they want to know about this lighting. So this lighting stuff. Oh, wow, they think it's a big show. We get there. There's a full lawn with, you know, relay screens. That's how big the setup was. You know, like you would go to a outdoor amphitheater, mm-hmm. and there's the wow. fucking things. We're like, holy shit, this is going to be crazy. But in the back of our head, we're thinking, like, this is never going to happen. If we did a show around the corner in the club, probably 10 people would come. And the whole deal was that Paul Schaefer was going to come in for this too, and he was going to play with us at it, and like it was the whole.
And you didn't
deal.
Know that.
No, we knew that. And at this point, it's now like, oh man, like Paul Schaefer loves our band. We're like homies, whatever. And then, sure enough, as we get closer and closer, and you probably had this experience, maybe not, I don't know, but closer and closer to the time, you're looking out the door, and you're like, no one there yet. Long story short, we get to the show. This massive setup with the relay screens and everything. Probably about 15 people there.
Oh, man.
Paul Schaefer shows up 5 minutes before the set's supposed to start, thinking that like he's coming to play with us, and we're just like, ah. And but I tell you what, he sucked it up and he fucking played with us. That's in front of 15 people on a full stage with full lighting, the relay screens, the whole nine.
Oh my.
He played with us. Not only did he play the song he was supposed to play with us, he sat up and played a couple more songs with us. But, so it goes, that was the last we've ever heard from him.
The only way I can relate with that is that, to say that I really can't, because with comedy, yeah, we're in those situations, but it's you and a mic. Here, there's amps and mixers and speakers and lighting and flooring and staging and then 15 people. And
yeah, you always just are feeling bad for
but
the person.
But he was in the classic Spinal Tap scene where they had the big record signing and nobody shows up. And, which is the best. Did he go kick my ass? Yeah. Come on, kick my ass. I mean, so he's got to see the humor in it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen it all, but yeah. But you know, I don't know if that was a reason, but we haven't heard from him since.
Well, I know the reason, and we have Paul Schaefer on the phone. No. But real quick, because I want I know this is a Henry. Will you do a song like right up on the stage?
Sure. Yeah.
And give me 1 second.
Oh sure.
Before we finish the story, and you were there when Paul McCartney was playing in New York City on the Ed Sullivan Theater roof.
Yep. We got there before anyone knew, too, so we were, like, in the front row. It was amazing.
On TV, to watch them, for those people who don't know, there's the Ed Sullivan Theater. I think, well, most people probably saw this, but you never know. They went out on the roof. Not the roof on the top of the building, but there's, like, an archway over the opening of the building. It's probably, like, 25 feet up off the ground, and you have to climb out a window. The marquee. See, thank you very much, Andrew. So you have to climb out of a window, and to see... like Paul McCartney climbing out of a window to get on a rooftop. And then those crowd shots, they let you feel what it was like to be there at home. Like those wide shots were like fucking the power of closing down streets in New York City. Then you come out on the roof and thousands of people, you're just singing a song. And like, that was fucking crazy to me to watch that. It was intense. And you were there.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy thing was, I don't think they told anyone they were going to be on, and they had these panels built on the top of the theater that would block out everything before the actual performance. So everyone's just kind of murmuring, oh, it's fucking Paul McCartney, it's going to be cool, whatever. And no one really knows. And the crowd starts grow, and all of a sudden you just hear them rip into Jet as a sound check behind these like barriers, and then everyone just realized, and then all of a sudden thousands of people everywhere. It was crazy.
Emerge from, yeah, that's what's crazy, that people, that many
people were, like,
in New York
out
City
of their windows and shit. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then all I remember is they're showing Paul McCartney in the background. I mean, I don't remember who it was, but it said like Tony's Pizza, whatever it was. Yeah. You get the gist of it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, Paul McCartney plays a song and you get to have your sign behind it. You can't buy that type of advertising. But I thought it was always something I noticed, you know, like, but then Letterman comes out and he made a joke about it. And it was like, oh, okay. He was thinking the same thing, you know, like, so anyway, okay. So here we go. Henry, do I get to pick the song you do? So anyway, thank you, Joey. I love... do I get to pick the song you do? All right. Well, why don't we take a break? Yeah, let's take a break. And then... by the way, guess what? Do we take a break yet? Did we? We didn't take a break. No. Before we go to break, and then we're going to come back, and Henry's going to do one of his songs, I'm curious if Targets, a lot of times they have stores that are shittier in bad neighborhoods. Like the LA Fitness in my neighborhood is not as nice as the LA Fitness somewhere else. The Target down the street is dirtier than the Target in Irvine. And I want to, this is my journalistic part of my show, I want to send Andrew down with a tape recorder to ask, because let me tell you something, I think I know the answer. Are people dirtier here? Or is it just...
Let's say it. Are poor people dirtier?
No, not poor. In these neighborhoods. I live in this neighborhood, so no, I don't mean poor people. Do they think that people that live in these type of neighborhoods...
What do you mean, these type?
In a not as fancy as Irvine or as fancy as the nice... You know, we're in an area that's not... You know, it's not as nice as certain other areas. We're on La Cienega Boulevard. Why do I feel like I'm high and you're trying to trick me and I'm not going to get tricked and I'm not going to look bad because I'm not saying anything bad. That's why. So anyway, because here's my theory. People litter in Irvine, too. They just keep it clean. And I know they're over there at that Target probably going, you know, hey, that's a, you know, we're in this area. Can't, you know, everyone litters down here. People don't care down here. I don't think it's true, and it bothers me.
Well, I told you my theory. What would you say if the guy said, hey, the Target here and the Target in West Hollywood has the same cleaning schedule? It's three.
I go there.
Three
okay,
hours.
I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what I would do. That's a good. First of all, I feel like you're always against me doing this because you think it's not worth it.
No, I think it would make great radio and it would be a great social experiment.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
here's what the answer would be to that too. I would go watch because I don't believe it is. I'm going to say at least meet in the middle. I think that they just keep it cleaner. I think that people litter everywhere, but when you're in nice areas, and I think that's wrong. I think that they should be embarrassed when you... Hold on, guys. Just a little bit. That's all right. I think they should be embarrassed, and I want to catch them in it because that's what they are. Come on, the LA Fitness in nicer areas. It's the LA Fitness in this area, LA Fitness shouldn't be able to get away with that. And they will until some – LA Fitness worse than Target. Target you're just talking about, not as – for some reason it doesn't bother me as much. But LA Fitness, no, they shouldn't be able to get away with that. You can't make this one dirtier. Make it as nice as the others. And I don't think so. I think the answer is because when you go to the nicer gyms, more people cleaning them.
Let me ask you this.
They're not just – when you go to a nice clean gym, an LA Fitness in a nice area, you see people cleaning all the time. So it's – that's why it's clean.
Hey, let me ask you this. You think this is racist? In my gym, in the steam room, this guy's – gym where I go.
By the way, guy's talking. By the way, in the background, it's okay. Henry's just getting ready to do a song. So I go
swim laps, and then afterwards I'll sit in the steam room for a little bit, and there's guys there, and a lot of them are Mexicans or Hispanic, whatever, and they talk in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that bothers me the most is mm-hmm. the talking. The thing that bothers me second is that it's in Spanish and I can't eavesdrop.
Right. It is, or participate.
So I'm saying, hey, cut out with all the talking. But if we can't do that, if we have to say, look, guys want to chit-chat and socialize, well, let's make it all-inclusive then. Is that racist?
No. I think you're probably – comedically, I could make a million jokes, but I'm answering you seriously. I think it's anybody's voice volume. Because even when – you're right. When you can eavesdrop, at least you're eavesdropping. But you know what? That's not that much of a bonus to eavesdrop because it's, you know, especially
when I'd rather them all shut the fuck up.
Right. You should be aware no matter what your Hey, whenever I say half a word and I look at you, that's what I want. Yeah, help.
Ethnicity. Ethnicity. Okay. Background.
Yeah.
Nationality.
Whatever. You know, you have a hard time speaking too. It's not fair I really go to you, right?
Nationality.
Don't you have a problem talking?
Yeah, it's called being an immigrant.
Oh, right. You don't have to make it sound like you have a mental instability. So anyway, oh, God, I said talk in the background. They're getting so loud. Anyway, I think anybody should watch their volume. I can't stand when two people speaking the language I understand. They're like, well, yeah. And some people talk so loud, I think it's their way of – they want to start a fight. Because that's how loud it is. I'm thinking, oh, they've got to be trying to start a fight.
Todd, do you think it's rude if I say something to them next time? To the guys
in the steam room?
I've learned
that saying things in those situations will never lead. It's harmony you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get harmony. They're going to be offended. They're going to say something, and it's not going to turn into harmony. So, I mean, I'm trying to look at it from
that.
No,
you're right.
People, that's why when people, as much as I get bothered when I'm out and people do things, I don't say anything. I have slipped and said things, and it's never created peace. And if you just break it down, you go, well, what do you want? You want peace. You want harmony. You want to be in there. Well, then saying something's not going to make it any better.
Should I make a sign that says, no talking, please refrain? What if I made a sign? Printed it out, put a Bally's logo on it, on behalf of whatever, you know, I'll ask you to phrase it, please refrain from all conversation, and I went in and put it in there.
That's a good idea, and it also leads me to something I thought of. I wanted that professional-looking signs. I go on the computer but laminate them.
Uh-huh.
I'd spend $15 for this bit.
Uh-huh.
But not a bit, it's a thing. You'll understand in a second. Laminate them, make them look nice, put them all over my gym, and I word them in – Wait, hold on. There are literally three groups of conversations going on. No, you guys, somebody, you know, we can't have everybody talking.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Is this still ready to break?
No, we're talking. We never stopped.
We're recording right now.
So anyway, hold on 1 second real quick. Oh, that's okay. Now it totally makes sense. But it's even all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
Henry thought we were on break, and he's right, because we did say we're going on break, but we never did. Right? What if Katie goes, we have been on break? So what were we just talking about? Let me finish this.
Gems.
Oh, yeah.
And you want if it's peace that you want talking. Oh, signs. You want to print signs.
Oh, I
want to
print
signs.
Thank you, God. Let's say, I'll make them seem more professional in the wording, but here's the gist I want to say. Get cheaper memberships at our gym, and the only downside is filthy locker rooms. Please don't let it bother you. We're trying to conserve money. Like, it looks like a sign like they would put up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why can't they? I'm thinking, hang those signs. That's what you're doing. Just what are you embarrassed? Like, what would they go ripping them down? I would be like, well, why? I don't know what they would do if they saw those.
They would
signs.
Rip them down.
Yeah, they would. Okay.
Do you think they go, oh my God, this guy made a C.
Oh, no.
Ways.
I forgot. It would just be, I don't know what I don't know.
Okay.
What I
Henry Phillips.
All right, so here we go. We're all back. Henry thought, those guys thought we were taking a break, so they were. But I didn't mind you guys talking. I sort of liked it. It took the pressure off. Because then I thought people could either listen to them or us. If they have the right equipment to make that happen.
Oh, okay.
Some people can turn out the left speakers.
Okay, here we go. Is there a way you have to introduce this song?
Well, why don't I do a little bit of this one? You can use it if you want. This is the most recent song that I've ever
used. Okay, well, this could be like a... So, never been sang on any show before.
That's right.
It's exciting.
This one...
Put your phone away. Oh, you're taking pictures. I'm sorry.
It's called... Help Me Make It Through the
Night. Is this original?
It's original, and I did this at a young girl named Ashley's Sweet 16 party.
Hi, my name.
Her dad hired me for a large sum of money, and I sang
a second. This sounds a little familiar.
Help me make it through the night, 'cause I am tired. Help me make it through the night, 'cause I don't like myself anymore. I guess I'm just not interesting. I have no personality. I met a guy with cancer, and he felt sorry for me. I'm always coming in last place, getting dirt kicked in my face. I guess that's just the way it's meant to be.
This is sad.
This is for a birthday.
Help me make it through the day.
The birthday.
'Cause I am scared and tired. Help me make it out of bed. 'Cause there's nothing out there for me anymore.
Let me see.
I'm always making children cry. I guess I'm not a social guy. All I really need is a little hug. Help me make it through the night.
And this is where everybody kind of sings along.
'Cause I am tired.
Help me make it through the night.
'Cause I don't like myself.
'Cause I don't like myself
anymore. One more time.
Help me make it through the night.
This is actually Sweet 16. 'Cause I don't stay alone.
Help me make it through.
Happy birthday, Ashley!
'Cause I don't like myself any. And then there's a gunshot. I don't know if we have the sound effect. Thanks. That's Help Me Make It Through the Night. You can decide to use it or not. Todd, you had a request for a song, I think.
Yeah. Let me. Do you want to do that one from there or over here?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
I noticed. Hold on. I noticed we had a little. Did that sound okay?
Yeah,
I know halfway through we had to get the reverb out of it, right?
It sounds far.
Okay.
It sounds better with no reverb.
Okay. You want to do it from here? Why don't you do it from here?
Yeah,
don't plug your
guitar
in.
Plug the guitar from there, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you need it over the. I think
if
you can just
plug it. It'll pick it up.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Where are you okay, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm missing you when you leave. All right, let's go. We're going.
Do you want to set this one up?
Yeah, hold on, guys. We have to. We have to be careful with two conversations. So.
I know. I feel terrible. I could have sworn you said you were taking a break.
No, no, you didn't know. None of it all made sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can't. And then started three. Then we started three conversations.
Now you're going to be mixing it. It's like, who is this asshole? He's talking throughout the whole thing.
All right, so we're back. Well, we never went anywhere. Jesus. I wanted to
set
do this song. This is everyone's been in the situation where, you set it up. You know how to set it up better.
So this is, I guess, I mean.
Hold on. I want to take a break.
Okay.
Take a break. We'll be right back.
Every soul, that's the sweet touch of love.
Okay, let's come on back. Come on back. We're back.
Right,
what did we? And what did we play? No, Paul Reiser. When we just went to break, Andrew was sitting on the floor doing the sound, and because he didn't want to get in anybody's way to get a chair, and I told him, and he said he was fine. And I'm like, I'm not fine. Like seeing him like that, and it reminded me of a Paul Reiser bit. His dad used to tell him, why don't you, when you're eating your roast beef sandwich, mix the potatoes with the gravy like that? He goes, Dad, I don't want it like that. He goes, but you'll enjoy it better. Mix the potatoes with the gravy. But Dad, I like it like, I'm enjoying it, but I'm not, goddammit. I'm not, goddammit.
I like it.
Eat it. Because I know that. Like, his dad watched him, and his dad knew how he loved it.
Yeah.
So, like, how could you not be loving it?
I can't have my kid missing out on this amazing thing.
But I'm not, goddammit.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough with that. We're back. What are we at? What time? How long has this after show been?
We're at about 50 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a little less.
What are you lying? Are you lying to me?
Well, Katie, if you don't know,
probably about 45.
No one knows.
With the break and everything.
All right. Okay. Henry is going to do a song. It's called, go ahead, set this up.
Well, this is, it was originally written as a song about a girl who's just simply talking too much, and I'm singing about it. And tonight, Todd will be that person.
Yeah. And by the way, it is your job. This song has sparked a lot of... Oh, no. Hold on one second.
Oh, I thought we were doing it.
This has sparked you. When I did this song with you at Sarah Silverman Show, afterwards, it ended up getting us into a serious conversation about that, whether it's a guy that brings a girl or whether it's a girl that brings
but
a guy.
But the thing is, everybody talks too much, and this could be a guy or a girl.
No, that's what I'm saying. But we have a friend that was bringing a girl around. This is obviously a parody of a real situation, but not that much. And we all said, like, doesn't he know he has to shut her the fuck up?
Yeah.
You can't just leave her with new people and then you go off. You know what she's doing. Shut her the fuck up.
That's why I don't have a girlfriend.
Well, not all girls are like that. But if you just thought all girls were like that.
It's one of the various reasons.
All right, so anyway, I suck the... Is everybody all right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when I start.
Now.
Really? You know, I just feel like I want to give to a charity and I like to do nice things. I mean, I've always liked to do nice things. The problem is I'm not one of those people that needs attention for it. I know a girl at my work. I don't like to say bad things about people, but sometimes it's like, you just got to relieve.
She's talking again.
One person in
it's
my
really
office,
bugging
said,
me. She's talking again.
It's
so embarrassing.
I
look at my friend.
All I was really trying
she's
to
fucking
do
psycho because she's talking and talking. She's talking again.
Someone's not listening.
I need a cigarette. She's talking again.
I give herbal massages.
I wish we never met.
She's
talking again.
You don't need to touch somebody to make them feel good.
She's like a TV set. She's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking.
I want to give spiritual energy, but my sister had cerebral palsy. And you know what? In a way, it was more painful for me to watch her go through this. And everybody felt so bad for her, which I did too. That's something you don't want to see someone you love go through that. But you know what? I had to deal with myself at a selfish point in my life.
I think she's on cocaine. I think I need some cause she's talking and talking and talking, talking and talking. I don't care about a word you say. You already told that fucking story anyway. I'm gonna get a 38 and blow myself away because you're talking.
Say you complete me. I feel two people need to be completed and then they make a bigger complete person. But, you know, I don't necessarily feel like when you know, everybody's, I gotta be in a relationship. You know what? I'm gonna be 30 and sometimes I feel like I'm ready to die, you know? I just
it's
never
really
thought
bugging
that,
me. She's tired again.
Here's the thing. I was supposed to be
it's
on prescription
so
medicine, but I thought I want to do
friend.
It. I have 16
she's
teams that
psycho,
I take.
She's
and one makes
and
me happy and one
talking,
makes me sad,
talking,
but they're too high and there's
she's
no
talking
low.
Again.
So now what I do is I just feel like I want to have enough money in the
she's
bank.
Talking
I
again.
I want to drive a Camry but have a Rolls Royce bank account. And you know the way you do that? I just
she's
feel like
talking
I
again.
Start thinking. You know, I've watched Susie Orman and some of her advice is good, but first of all, I know her
she's
sister. She's
talking
again. And I know that because my friend used to work on her show, but...
Awesome.
Yeah. That's hard to make up that stuff.
That was great.
It's gotta be. Yeah, no, good job.
Every time I hear it, it's hysterical.
You know, would that ruin
Wait,
it?
Is that available on an album?
That is. It's on... Well, there's He's Talking Again, which is on iTunes.
Okay.
You can get that on iTunes. And that's a version where I had a girl singing it.
Oh,
and
that's a good
I'm
idea.
And I'm the one doing the talking. Yeah, and that's my favorite.
Little flipper.
And there's a video on YouTube, He's Talking Again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Guess what? I figured out something this weekend. How's this sound, my mic? Does it sound good? Lobster, and I had this epiphany. Is that the word, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Epiphany on stage. Lobster... is no big deal. It's hot butter. It's hot garlic butter.
That's all
and,
it is.
And now that sounds like, oh, Todd's half kidding, half serious. Yeah, when I said it the first time, I thought, no, it's still lobster something. It's just, no, eat lobster without butter. Steam up a lobster and then eat it without butter. And no lemon juice, because I'll even I'll take that away from it, too. Just lobster. So maybe lemons and garlic butter. Fuck, lobster should be a dollar and butter, garlic butter. Let me tell you something. If you take garlic butter, it's what?
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Lobster.
Take pieces of bread and dip it in hot garlic butter, and you fucking tell me that ain't good. So lobster can go fuck itself.
Lobster's just the thing you're putting the butter on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also grilled cheese sandwiches are underrated.
I agree.
But that's another story.
Well, I was, because people always think that I'm white trash when I go to like a French restaurant and I get a grilled cheese sandwich or a macaroni and cheese. But what I want to say in my defense is like, what you're getting though, if you get a macaroni and cheese at a fancy French restaurant, you're getting the best macaroni and cheese there ever was. It's like probably the best kind of cheese, you know, and then different interesting.
Oh, I totally agree with
you. Yeah, it's like you're getting a really well-made one.
No, you want, it's because you're going somewhere, you're right, and getting a gourmet version of something you already like. Maybe a chef who gives his spin on it. So yeah, I totally. I've had people do that too.
Oh, I'm sure the French chef that's usually preparing $50 duck is putting his own spin on that grilled cheese.
Okay, Daniel.
You're going to have laugh very at your, fancy I could, aged are you, cheese.
No. You're going to tell me, oh, I'm kidding. Right?
No, but I'm not kidding.
That joke,
I'm sure a guy would fucking hate
joke,
it.
That joke has to be based, what you just said, on some truth. In other words, our theory has to be shit for that to, what you said to be funny. Because you're, but what you said, just come on, let me give you shit.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong. Because yes, you can go to a restaurant where someone makes mac and cheese, but it's not the, you know, it's not Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Well, what if it's on the menu?
It's on the menu. It's on the menu.
Yeah, there is a place in San Diego.
You're having your own argument. Now you're talking about people that order things off a menu.
Yeah. I thought he ordered off the menu to go, can I have
no, that would be a different
cheese.
Thing. He would have said this. You know, sometimes when I go to a restaurant, I like to order things that aren't on the menu. And sometimes people think that's wrong. Who would argue with that? No, that's okay to do. Order things that aren't on the menu. That's not an annoying fucking person. There's people that do that, and they're called annoying fucking people.
I always get the split pink soup.
I think I justified
whether they have it or not.
I think I, because you were like, come on, let me.
I really did think he would go to a French restaurant and ask them to make him.
He didn't say French. Oh, wait. Oh, my God, Daniel, I'm sorry.
I did say
you said French restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, no, I still own it. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
They
I almost,
do have it.
Yeah, they have it. So if you're at a restaurant that
or a
has
grilled cheese.
Here's what we're saying. If you're in sort of a gourmet, a higher end restaurant, they happen to have a few simple things on the menu. Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit.
Yeah, I do agree.
Like now, some people awesome might eat it and go, I like the simple way. I'm sorry. I'm a good old mac and cheese person. And that's the person that wouldn't do it. But sometimes you get a gourmet version of something that's simple and it's really good. Like they have hot dogs in the blankets at this place I go to. And you think, come on, they're fucking good.
That sounds good. Where do you go?
Pigs in the Blankets. What are they called?
IHop?
It's a place in Vegas. A place in Vegas. It's a place in Vegas, and one of the restaurants has like a lot of typical food that's, you know, and they have you know, gourmet version.
Pancake
Daniel, do you feel like that? I think what are you looking at me for like that?
What?
I thought you deserved me, you know, getting on you.
No.
Because you're like, here's the way I took it. Maybe it's because, you remember when he said to his girlfriend, what did you say in your girlfriend, Honey Bunch?
Hot girl.
What did you say?
Yeah, well, I said, well, maybe if you were a hot girl, they would have let us get a table.
No.
Cute something.
Honey Bunch. You said to the girl.
Oh, no, I called her cute stuff.
And then she went, that's gay.
And she said, don't call me that. That's gay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
you felt like I was saying that's gay what he does?
No. So I feel like we were telling a story, and then you were like, it's so fucking stupid. Like, so I was like, probably got insecure, and my fangs came out.
All right.
Well, wait. That's
truth to what he was saying. You were making fun of it like it was like that's so absurd.
Well, sometimes I have like I've been on dates where people go, or I've been on a date that I can remember where she would order something off the menu. Well, it's simple. It's just
that would be very annoying.
Yeah. Oh no. When you said that, I know that person. You're right, and they feel like they always apologize. Oh, I hope this isn't driving nuts, but could I?
No. And I'm sure the chef hates it.
Hey, by the way, who's the comedian in Las Vegas? My friends went to see him last week, and what's his name? George
Lopez.
No. He's a comedian. He does stand up.
George Burns.
No, he's alive.
George Carlin. George Miller.
You're not Daniel. He's in. Listen to what I'm saying. Take a break.
I don't know. I don't know George Clooney. I don't know who George Washington.
George
Washington Bridge. No.
Now he's just fucking naming bridges. George. He's in. Listen, Daniel. Stop. You're getting revved up.
Yeah.
We know him from the improv when he used to be in LA. Would stop.
Oh,
super nice guy.
I saw him in Vegas.
He has his own room.
George Strait.
That's a country act. No, George, he's a comedian.
George.
He has his own room in Vegas. Hey, listen to this. You're funny.
He's like a really funny guy?
Yes.
He was on Conan a little while. George Takei. George Takei?
No, a stand-up comedian.
George C. Scott? King George III?
George, you're not even fucking listening.
Oh,
now you're just getting nervous.
VII.
All right, now stop.
King George VIII? King George I? Okay.
A comedian.
Obviously, that was a joke. George Foreman.
A comedian.
All right. I don't know. Is George Foreman not a comedian?
Oh, no. Say you don't fucking know.
You're right. He's a boxer. No, you're right.
Say you don't fucking know. Don't sit here all day. I'm doing the middle of a goddamn podcast, and you're fucking saying George Foreman?
No, George.
What are you, the fuck?
George Wallace?
No, yes.
No, the governor of Alabama, the white guy?
No, the comedian. I'm so dumb I can't go, well, that's him. You're the worst fucking guesser in the world. And that is why we have a jingle for it. Roll it in post, motherfuckers.
The worst guesser, the worst guesser in the world. Blah, 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 blah. He's the worst guesser I've ever heard. I'm telling you. He can't guess for shit, can't guess for shit, can't guess for shit.
All right. There we go. The worst guesser in the world bit.
Yeah.
And then they played our jingle, and now we're back, and we have to. I do an impersonation of. Do you want to do impersonations of each other?
Yeah,
I think it's good
fun.
If it stays.
I got a good one of you. Yeah.
You do one of me. Yeah. Okay, and do you want to do Katie and?
I don't. I'm
Andrew?
Always afraid wanna, that like the do... things that I pick up about it. Like I don't. Yeah, I'm a terrible actor.
No. This is a safe zone. We all have a good sense of humor. We all have a good sense of humor. We're just being silly with each other. You know, we're doing impersonations of people, voice, cadence, things they would say. So just it's all cool. So is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to go first and do me? Oh, my God, this is going to be so much fun.
You do,
I just love this because you really get to see the intricacies of it. It's like, it's so much fun. You want me to? Well,
I'm
you
not
do.
The greatest with him.
No. You do me.
All right. I'll do. Okay. Well, you know what would be great? Like, if you ever know one of these guys that. I'm the worst. I'm going to try to imitate.
Guys, we can hear. It's all right.
Well, you never know these guys who do. See, I can't do it. I'm terrible at it.
No, you don't.
Here, you do me, and that'll loosen me up.
All right. Yeah. Daniel, do you want me to do you or do him?
Okay.
All right, I'll do you. Okay. Right. Can I have the guitar?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's not what are you using props now? Just do.
Well, Henry plays the guitar.
Not always. Barely
right, I'll
ever.
Without, I'll do without him. I'll do without him.
Him, Henry Phillips. Hey, man.
Oh, my
everybody.
God. You
hey,
should...
look at me. Guilt, man. I'm on a drinking.
Okay,
hey, man.
That is uncanny.
That's fun,
that is
isn't it?
I drink a little bit more than ever.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. Like, fun, like
no, okay. that was unbelievable.
Okay, I'll be you. Okay.
Okay, very perceptive.
Man from there you go. Who's going to fucking, like the gourmet chef is...
Oh,
make
wow. You know what's funny about
that's
that? Because like, you never really like hear yourself.
I know.
And
but
then,
he,
like when somebody does it, it's interesting.
Well, it's the cadence. Like he picked up on the cadence.
I do
think.
Joey,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah. I do Joey, too.
Hey, Joey, how are you? Oh, look at me. I bang on my drumsticks all day. So this is not going over.
Oh, wait, no, here. Okay, I'll do you. All right,
you're
going
to do me?
This is you the other night. Okay. You're like, you know, I don't know, Henry. It's like, you know, I have herpes, but I don't tell sexual partners about it. And I think that, is that wrong? I mean, that's you, right? Like, that's very...
Oh, come on. Now, that's not. I didn't do you like that. I picked it. Oh, really?
No, that's...
Oh, let me do an impersonation of your sister.
Oh, hi, I've had 5 abortions because I don't want to tell my parents that I blow guys for money and let them fuck me.
Hey, I told you that in confidence. She might be listening right now.
Well, yeah,
and by the way, it was 4 abortions. It wasn't 5.
Well, you know, that's you. Do impersonation of me. I was being silly at first. You didn't have to, you know.
Well, no, I was trying to do an imitation, and the only thing I could think of is the conversation we had the other night with the
herpes. I know, but that's, you know, that's not nice.
I guess I should have thought about it before.
This bit's over. That's what's good about the show. If a bit's not working, you get out of it. But it, no, I mean, it was fun.
That's a nice thing to try.
All right, hold on. What the fuck was that?
I'm moving on. I'm ready for the next topic.
Oh, that's cool. I thought you were ready to end the show.
No, I'm ready for the next topic.
Okay, yeah, so am I. My uncle is actually on the phone where we stayed at his house with the barking dog. And,
Two?
Is he on the phone? Okay, hold on. He thinks that I was making fun of him, and I was trying to explain to him that I was just teasing about, remember when I was at the house with the dog barking, and he's a little upset, so I just wanted to let him, I wanted to talk to him on the phone.
He should be able to defend himself.
Yeah, go ahead. Is he,
hello, Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I was just having fun. I wasn't, when I was at, you know, your house, I really had a great time, and I love being there with you guys, and the dog, I mean, I don't even realize it, to be honest with you. I was just sort of... Because you had the dog and it was barking, and I was, I sort of merged two topics together because your dog did not bother me at all.
Well, I mean, I listened to that podcast of yours, and frankly, when you come here, Todd, we have a, you know, a personal relationship, and we don't think that you're going to...
Sir, if I may defend Todd, just really quickly, I mean, he spoke nothing but kind things about you, and he really
well,
did...
Well, I listened to the show, and he said, what are they, fucking idiots?
And well, then, I think and that then was in comedic jest.
This is Phil Henry. I sound like Phil Henry for some reason.
You sound like Alan Alda.
All right, well, I'll talk to you.
I'll talk. I don't know which voice to press here. Look, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. If that dog bothers you, you can go fuck yourself. Because let me tell you something. You're the only person ever to complain about that barking dog. Yeah, it might bark a little bit, but it's never bothered anybody. And the fact that you come over here and
wait, stop, sir. I think we're good.
I put him away. I mean, of course, you're too good. To, all right,
I'm in a weird funk right now. Let's wrap it up.
Can we do a
let's
thing?
Let's take a break.
Can we do?
Well, we have to wrap it up anyway. Oh. I mean, we're hitting right.
We're at like an hour, over an hour,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would like to end with something. Ay, ay, ay. When I go to Queens. Hey, you want to hear? Can you get that karaoke song ready?
Oh hell yeah!
I figured out a way, Henry. I think you could do this. You know, it's hard to go sing at karaoke bars because, you know, I don't know. Well, you can actually sing, but I found a song. No one would know if you were being silly or not. I think people would be so uncomfortable. And I wouldn't do this if it was disrespectful to a religion, but all you're doing is taking advantage of people's that they're uncomfortable to know if it's real or not. So, but you're not hurting anybody. So you go into a karaoke bar. And you know a lot of times people bring their own CDs to a karaoke bar? You guys know?
Oh, I know people that bring their own microphones.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So this wouldn't be odd to hand over. And you go, you want to do a song? But then you do play that music, and then you go in there and you're like this. I wish I had some echo on my mic. Oh, which is echo on here?
The top one.
Hold on, pause it. No. The karaoke song. The Indian song. That's okay. No big deal. So you go into the karaoke bar, you hand your CD to the guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then they
two.
Okay. That could be fun, right?
That's great.
Can you try it? This is like Daniel. No, Daniel, come on, come in. Hey, Joey, come over to the mic. Let Joey try it. No, I want Joey to do it in my mic. He might sound good with a little echo.
Give him some reverb.
I bet he can sing. Hold on.
He didn't tell him the song was going to end. Hey, you know, one of my favorite moments ever on the road was a buddy of mine and I went to a strip joint, and we were sitting at the bar, and the girls, I guess, hate it when you do that because you're not tipping them, you know? But they figured out a way to get money from those people that sit at the bar. And what they did was they would come up and they'd go, hey, we have to pay for our own songs. So can you give me money that, you know, just give us a dollar and that way we can put our own songs in the jukebox. So I go, that's fine as long as you let me choose what song it is. And they were like, okay. So they had one of those like satellite type things where you can get any song ever. So we just had a blast, like all day. We're putting in the worst strip songs ever, you know. We're just putting in, like, what were some of the ones? Like, we did that Phil Collins song.
Oh, so they're not really paying.
I can't dance. I can't. Like, you know, just some stripper trying to sing to that. And then we also did, like, where's it, you know, morning has broken. You know, it was just, it was the most fun ever. But I wish that I had that song. That would have been.
So I think people would just have to sit there, and if you kept a straight face, then people would just think, all right, you know. And if you put enough reverb in it, it might sound even good. People,
it's great.
I'd become huge in the karaoke circuit.
You know, like, people might think you're crazy or a little off, but if you were actually like a Native American person and you did that, like, I bet you people would be like, oh, that's...
Hey, nay, yahi, yahi,
or wasn't that a Native American song, no? Was it like
Indian.
A...
Indian. That was a sitar in the background.
I thought it was Native American also.
Well, the way we... It was Indian?
Yeah, that was Indian, because that was a sitar.
Oh, well, me and Columbus made the same mistake.
Do you know how I wake up every day?
How?
I have a song that I play, and I wake up every day to it, and it really does put you in a better mood. It's just a little... Crank it up big, nice and loud. Crank it up.
To rise and shine. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're feeling fine. The sun is just above the hill. Another day for us to fill with all the things we love to do. Oh, can't you hear? It's calling you.
You don't really wake up.
Yes, I do.
And then you jump out of bed.
Jump out of bed.
And tippy toe to the bathroom.
I tippy toe to the bathroom. Toodly doo, toodly doo.
There's birds singing.
So wait, let me get. So you get up, you go to the computer, you start jerking off. Whatever. Is the song playing during that?
No, when I'm jerking off. Picture me jerking off and play that song. It's hard to get the rhythm at first because you have to go in, out. It doesn't give you enough strokeage, but
it's very fast.
Good morning, good morning. Then you speed up. It's good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That's where you really got to get a lot of strokes in at once.
That is like making the cutest song ever the most depressing morning in the world.
I know.
Someone right now is, I used to say, somewhere right now, there's something's happening everywhere. Like, there's nothing you could make up. Like, I might say it and you'll be like, okay, that's silly. But if you had a gun to your head and you said, right now, you got to guess whether it's happening or it isn't, you're not sure, but you'd go, somewhere. So with that in mind, like, somewhere there's someone jerking off and crying at the same time.
Oh, and listening to the show?
At the very moment.
That could be happening. That could be happening.
Oh, God, I wish it was.
Oh,
we'd
man.
Have really accomplished something.
For that one person, please don't write a review.
Yeah, I mean, according to the law of numbers.
They're jerking off.
Crying.
Listening to the show. Now let's really talk about that person. You're a therapist.
Yeah.
And you hear about this. Mm-hmm. So you really have, like, a way of, you know, you could dissect what that person's problem is.
Yeah.
What's the closest, without being funny, what's the closest you could get to? Why are they doing that?
Now, are we talking about your show? Is that just a joke?
But no, show too. They're jerking off, they're crying, and they're listening to this show. What's going on?
I would say they probably were jerking off. It started with them jerking off, and then suddenly they just thought to themselves, oh, what the hell am I doing? I'm a loser, and I'm sitting here listening to this awful podcast, and it's just like...
Oh, so it's the show's fault.
And then all of a sudden, they're they start crying, but they're, you know, the natural urge to move their to jerk their penis off doesn't go away.
This is not,
so the crying happens, and the jerking is still going. And of course, the song, the podcast is still playing because they're not in reach, you know, to turn it off. But I mean, that's probably.
But you sort of explained it by, and I let you go because I loved hearing it. And it was okay. Hilarious.
I mean, I'm really trying to think of why that would happen.
You explained it as if it's all coincidental. But which was fun. The fact that all that would happen, you know, they started to jerk off, then the show comes on accidentally. But in my scenario, no. They start jerking off, then they start crying, and then they reach over and press on the podcast by their choice. So thinking, now what's maybe, wrong with that person?
Well, then they're thinking, well, maybe the podcast will make me laugh. It's Todd Glass. It's going to be funny, and maybe it'll stop me from crying. And so that's why you might have all this.
What do you mean? Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I follow.
Maybe
this
now
person's, let me just make sure.
Okay.
This person's lying in bed.
Okay.
They think jerking off is making them feel better.
Okay.
But it doesn't. And then they start playing
crying.
The show to
no, they don't start crying first.
Okay, they're jerking. They're just crying in bed.
Crying and jerking off.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to start one before the other. So which?
No, they're jerking off, then they're crying because
they instantly
feel
start crying the second they start jerking off. So you're saying they're like this. They're like, right away. No.
And then,
something,
and then they
I don't
throw,
care. Hold on. I don't care if it's a half a second. One of the things has to start before the others. So something
on the show made them cry?
I don't know. You could be whatever you want. I'm just asking you to decide. Do they start jerking off or crying first? One or the other?
I think they're jerking off.
And
they
feel
terrible about themselves. They start crying.
Okay.
They put on the Todd Glass show thinking, well, maybe this will cheer me up. And now they're laughing and jerking off. And that's the way it should be.
And that's what you do. You bring joy to people who are jerking off while listening to your show.
You know what? Have you ever had this? Some of the funniest things that have ever happened to me have been while I was jerking off.
Oh, shut up.
I am dead serious. And there's stuff that, like, because I'm actually kind of a classy guy. I don't like to talk about it, you know. But
Henry, you have the gift of, like, I every time you tell a story.
No, but seriously.
No, go ahead. Like, I believe, like, are you being serious?
No, I am being serious.
Oh, I thought
there's,
you were.
There's
yeah.
stuff that happens that I just, like, literally, in the middle of doing it, I'm just that's pretty funny. Like, I want to call my buddies and say, this thing happened, but I don't want to do that, you know. But I'll say it on a podcast. No, I don't know what it was. Recently, I was watching one of these pornos, and they had, like, a couple that was in the plane. You know, they were in the bathroom on the plane having sex, and it's like, couple has sex on the plane. And I'm, like, trying to get off to it, but then I started getting anxiety. Like, I was like, well, I'm probably the guy who would be, like, knocking on the door going, come on. And it's like I couldn't get sexually aroused by it because I kept on thinking about the guy who's trying to, you know, and it was ruining the whole thing for me. And I was like, I can't do this. But, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'll think about that, and then I'll start laughing, and I want to call my friend. I was just jerking off, and it's this funny thing happened.
Well, do you ever...
Henry,
you can't
can
do
I
that.
Tell you something?
Yeah.
And if... Andrew said that if you need a friend to tell masturbation stories to, that you can call me or him, and you don't have to be. You need and Daniel and
but
I.
Do
think
you ever have? Do you ever think
Bob,
of something funny during? But then you have to choose. Do I stop and go? You know, write it down, and you know, I got lotion, or do I just go on and chances are I will forget this funny thought in 45 seconds.
No, yeah, or
write
when,
it down.
When you're in the middle of it, and you
down.
See a girl, that you've already seen on another one, and she's got a different name, and it's like, well, that's not your name. It was this and the other one.
I always wonder, like, you know, when it says movie. I've said this a few times in my act, but when they say movie titles do not end up on the bill. In a porno in a hotel room, it says movie titles do not end up on the bill. Why doesn't it just say, hey, look, this is between us, and your wife doesn't have to find out about it. You're jerking off watching porno.
Yeah.
It's nothing. You know, she's like, but I figure, are the prices different at a hotel from pornos to regular movies? Because if the wife looks at the credit card, the wife, what is this, 1950?
I don't think so.
They're all the same.
I think so.
So what movie? Be the guy. Okay, I'm not even going to give you a chance to think. Oh, you weren't jerking off in the room? What movie were you watching, Bill?
No, I was watching
new
Russell Crowe movie.
What was it? How was it? How was it? How
was
it?
Pretty good.
What was the plot?
His wife gets convicted of a crime.
Was it good?
Guess.
Should I see it? I want to tell all my friends if they should
see it.
Honey,
can you just let me answer
a
fucking
upset.
Question?
I'm nervous.
What's going on? Are you cheating on me?
You
seem very nervous.
Wait, the guy switches it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I wonder if some great movies have been written that way, like an executive guy who's just like, somebody's like, oh yeah, yeah, what was the movie about? And he's like, oh, it's about this guy who goes into the bathroom and then somebody takes a syringe and puts
brilliant.
It in his butt, and then he gets paralyzed and they put him in the Central Park.
Go make that. Go
yeah,
make,
and then
go
all of a sudden
that.
The guy's going, wow, that's actually pretty good. I'm going to write that down.
All right, listen.
Anyway,
I just feel like I know we have to wrap up the podcast, and you guys have been fun. And I think what happens sometimes towards the end of these podcasts are, and I know it's like we all had fun, and by the way, I do want to say I know this show was all over the place, but I had a good time. I really did have a good time. Just when I'm around you guys, I think this is what it is. And Katie, I should tell you this. When I'm around you and Andrew, like, I know I'm a little hard on you guys sometimes, but... This is a bit, by the way. What if I'm doing a bit and they went, well, he is. I'm like, fuck. Like, I think I'm like, it's a bit, right? Because I'm not hard on you, and I think you all fucking know that. Okay, I'm back. So anyway, I feel like when I'm with you guys, I'm truly at my happiest. So, and I realize that you all have lives outside of this, and you have fun, and you all come here, and you do this. Let me have a drink here with you guys, if you don't mind. I'm just going to. Oh, man, it's just the only time that makes me... Hold on. So when I'm with you guys, I just feel... It's when I feel my best. If you don't mind, I'm going to have a beer now.
Okay.
And I'm happy to... I just want to say that it's the only time I'm really happy. And if you guys have to go, I understand. I just don't want you to think... Because what do I have? I mean, I have just you guys and a piano player and an organ player and in the background. And I sit and pour myself a drink.
Another one.
Do you guys want one, Henry?
I'll take one.
You want beer, right?
Yeah, well, I'll take whatever you got.
There you go.
Thank you.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah. You play a little softer. It's
great. Go
ahead. Have one.
Oh, thanks, buddy. That's good. That's good.
I don't want to keep you guys, though. But, I mean, I've been a little depressed lately. And when I'm with you guys, I'm not even joking. I feel like I'm on medication that can't. It's like if there was a medication that made me as happy as it was when I was hanging around with and hearing, like seeing like Bob from downstairs sing, and then Joey came in and played with them. There was like crazy energy in here. And when I feel that way, of course, I don't want you to leave. But I just want you to know the purpose of this is not to make you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. To let you know that I know you have to go. And I don't want you to feel bad. Just instead of thinking it when you leave that I'm sitting here depressed and I'm sitting here like close to wanting to kill myself, because that could be the way you look at it. Don't think about how much fun I had when you guys were here. That's the joy you brought me. Don't think about how the next, well, whatever, 72 hours will be until I see you all again. Just think of the fun you brought me. So if you guys have to go, do you have to go, Henry?
Not necessarily.
I mean, if you do, please, are you just saying it?
No, so what you're saying is instead of thinking about how depressing your life is going to be after we leave, think about the times that we had before you killed yourself.
Yeah, like I don't want you to...
Can I have another drink?
Yeah, hold on. You know what? I'm just going to keep filling it all the way up. Let me keep pouring these bottles.
No, I'll make you a good one. That's enough.
No, these are teeny little bottles. Let me make it really thick for you.
I really should not.
That's good. That's, no,
hold on. Let me just put one more shot. It'll fit in there. There you go.
No,
I don't. Here's what I'm trying to say, and I feel like I'm. Could you just bring that down? And I mean, when you guys leave, it's me and an organ player, and it's just I feel it's sad. But think of okay. I think I'm making myself clear. I'm afraid that if I kill myself tonight, once you guys leave, that you'll just relive that you should have stayed. And what I'm trying to say is, don't think of the last 2 hours that I just had here. Was
the most fun you've ever had in your life.
I don't mean to. Yes, it. I don't know if people at home. I hope they do. And some of the tweets I get show that people feel that way, and it really does make me feel good. Like when I'm here with you guys, like I'm fucking dying of laughing.
I know.
So then I look over at Katie, and I know that you know she has. This is she's produced 7 podcasts. And I'm thinking, yeah, she has a job. Like she's happy to be here, but she has to. She has places, she has things to do. So it's not she's a party pooper. It's like, this is the business end of it. And I think, like, if you have to go, if you really have to go, I understand, Katie. Please do not, I don't want you to feel like, oh, Todd's going to kill himself. I better, we should wrap it up.
Yeah, we should.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad you're being honest with me.
Well, Well, I know exactly what you're saying, Todd.
Who's gonna say?
Can I have another drink?
The thing is, every time that somebody says to me, "Oh, I'm depressed," you know, my life sucks, you know, I'm gonna kill myself, I always say, "Yeah, but think of all the times that you had that were good." You know. You know, and that's what you really got to focus on, you know.
That's the worst
shit that happened.
You had a good life. You did a lot of fun things when you were young.
It hasn't been a waste.
Yeah.
Do you know what I tell people when they're depressed?
Yeah.
I said, start putting echo in your voice.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Buy an echo machine because life is a lot better when you have echo in your voice.
But see, now that's the thing, Todd. Not all of us have the luxury of an echo voice.
You're right.
You machine. Know, I mean, those kids starving in Ethiopia, they don't have an echo
voice. That's why I sent an echo machine to
every, no, let me say 25 cents a day.
Hold on.
You could send an echo machine. What am I?
Okay, machine. I want to say this.
What if you called that guy and said, yeah, I want to send them an echo machine?
What guy?
The guy who's always like, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee,
so
you know.
Be
you
over can, there.
Just say, no, I want echo in my voice. It is fun.
You know, with all this stuff and they're trying to, there's a lot of, when you're in third world country, and let's face it, and you have all those responsibilities, for young kids, their job is to maybe walk 10, 15 miles to get water. I'm not even joking around. And then no one thinks of the fun side. It would be nice for, like, at night, they all have, like, a little machine. They're going,
But they'd have it in and all that.
Yeah. No, you run it, send it battery powered. But that's not the point. Battery powered. Here's the point. I think we should go
How
around the room.
How big is the machine?
It's a tiny little thing.
If
it's
carried with them?
A battery powered.
Go get
machine.
Some water. And they're fun. Yeah. Okay. That was serious. Let me say, I think the way we're going to wrap up the show today, number one, I hope you enjoyed the after show. I'm never going to say this again. I'm not apologizing, but I just want people to know that I know. If there's a chance that today was, first of all, I had an awesome, and now I'm actually being serious, I had an awesome time today. At times I was afraid it was a little too chaotic.
Thank you, Todd.
No problem. If you're listening and you're like, I love the show, but it was a little chaotic, I'd like a little more organization in the after show, I promise you that will happen. I swear to God, I'm
send
being an email. Serious. What?
Send an email.
Send us a message on MySpace.
No, they don't even have to send us a message. That's what I'm saying. We know. We'll listen to it. We'll listen to the feedback. And if that's what your thought was, hey, I love those guys and I love the after show, teeny bit more organization, we're with you. But with that in mind, I think we should end the show with a go around the room. And I think we should talk about, oh my God, I'm doing it again. I feel like you guys, I'm dragging the show on and I just feel like you guys have to go. I totally understand. I really do. I'm caught in this weird vortex. Is that the right word? Like, I'm making a bit out of it, but yet I really don't want you guys to go. But because I'm not a fucking sicko, I get you have to.
No, we
I'm going to have to ask you guys.
I mean, Ty, everybody here loves you, but we just, you know, the
can anybody stay? How about this? Can anybody stay? Andrew, you'll stay with me?
Andrew will stay.
And Katie? I mean, I would just like to talk for another, there's 2 hours max. I have some thoughts. I want to go off more on, I have some stuff about Susie Orman I wanted to talk about. And then I wanted to talk about, some other fun
stuff.
You can't even
Nancy make Grace? Up fake stuff.
No,
for
I can't
fake.
Even. Not only can't, here's how much I can't read right now. Not only can I make up fake stuff, but I can't read fake stuff off a piece of paper. I have bits here. No, we're going to take another phone call. The Bad Guesser. By the way, I love The Bad Guesser. But I go, you guys have to go. So what I'm saying is, and let me end off on a serious note, I had a good time. I should be serious. I had a really good time. This is so much fun. I hope the people in the after show, I hope it develops like this sort of funk we all get into. If you're smoking, it does help. And I just want to say I had a good time. And if you guys have to go, I understand. But this is the only time that I truly feel full. And I'm not... Can I say one more thing? You don't understand what it's like for 2 hours not to think about suicide every fucking solitary second.
You're welcome, buddy.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If that's why I'm letting you go, because it's not fair to punish the people that brought all that joy into yourself. So, goodbye.
And I totally agree. But what I'm
Thank
saying...
Thank you for, yes, for understanding where we come from.
If you do feel like killing yourself, just think about all the great things that you did during the life,
you
especially
should,
when you were younger.
Don't think about... Just don't keep replaying.
Honestly, Todd, after the show's over, go home, lay on your bed, jerk off a little, play the show, cry maybe.
Play the cello?
And then you could be that guy.
Sounds like fun.
And then...
All right. You know what? I just... Here, how come I can't
play
ever
the
be...
Good morning
how come
song?
I can't be twisted and enjoy it? I have to, in the middle of that bit, after 10 minutes of it, go, we're sort of making fun of suicide, and there's nothing funny about that if someone's in that place. And then I go get all paranoid. So all right, let's wrap it up.
It's a little funny if you're David Carradine.
Well, I don't think he was suicidal.
A nice man.
I think he really had that happen. Mm. Who was the... And by the way, okay. I'm... All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Organ Player. All right. Well, it is that time. Let me just have one more drink. You have one more drink.
It's only a little drop left, it seems. Yeah,
no more drinks?
Hardly any there.
Not a lot. All right, we go.
Did you take those from the airplane?
No. When I was working in Las Vegas, we get a $50 credit or $100 credit a night in the hotel room, whether we use it or not. So I empty out the mini bar.
Right.
Is that cheap?
When I was with, can I tell a quick story or are we done?
I think. No, tell
it. We're done. What's that? Phone?
That's Katie's purse. That's
embarrassing. Oh, Katie.
That is so embarrassing.
Henry, what's the story?
I was going to say my buddy Greg Warren was doing the Ferguson
Very
show.
Funny.
And when I went into the green room to hang out with him uninvitedly, they gave him a bottle of Absolut vodka. And he's not even much of a drinker, but I was sitting in his green room drinking his complimentary vodka that they gave him.
Out of the bottle?
Yeah, and he was kind of nervous. So I was like, hey, man, well, you know, if it goes bad, at least you got a bottle of vodka out of it. And then he paced around for like 20 minutes or whatever and came back and he goes, I don't know, man. I hope this goes all right. I'm trying to remember my opener. And I had been drinking a lot of his vodka. And I was like, well, you know, if it doesn't go well, you got 3/4 of a bottle of vodka. And he was like, all right. And he goes away for a little while and then comes back. Dude, I don't know. I can't do this. There's a lot of people and I'm kind of nervous. And I was like, hey, man. Worst comes to worst, you get a quarter of a bottle of vodka, you know? I mean, that's, like, not a bad deal, you know? And so I was just drunk, and then eventually he introduces me to the guy who books the thing, and I'm trashed on vodka at, like, 2 in the afternoon. But Greg had a great set. I have no ending for that story, but I thought it'd be a fun thing to say. Sorry.
I loved it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Henry right. Phillips, everybody.
Henry Phillips.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, this was a very long after show. Thank you, Chris. We have some great guests coming up, and I'm not going to rip through them. Why should I? Chris Hardwick's going to be on the show, I think,
awesome.
The week after next. Eddie Pepitone and a lot. They're the only people I've spoke with. Jimmy and Steph, obviously, will be on the show. So as soon as I am, I'm going to take a week off and go on a – not a vacation. I have things to do. Mm-hmm. I have other things to do, too. So anyway, that's it. That was fun. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hate to say goodbye, but you are good people. You deserve to be nice to yourselves. Treat yourselves a little respect once
in
a while.
Can I plug my Twitter?
You know what? We're out of time. Sorry, we got to go. Bye. No, that would be funny if I had the guts after all that to just not give you 3 seconds for your Twitter. Go plug your Twitter. Do you want a jingle for plug of your... Let's give it a little class. Would you like a jingle to introduce your plug? We could play it.
No.
Well, I'm playing one anyway.
Okay.
And they just fucking heard it.
Oh. I'm plugging my Twitter.
Okay.
He's a genius.
All right, that was an old jingle from my act.
Thank I like it, though.
Yeah. All right. So that's it, everybody. I just want to say thank you, Henry. You
thank
are
you.
A pleasure to be around.
Oh, always the funniest.
Always,
well,
always
thanks,
with
guys.
The. You know what I liked about you today? I like people that can talk silly and then be serious and then do boring things.
Yeah,
you participate.
I do all three.
Yeah, you participate equally in all.
Thank you.
And so do I, and so do you, Joey. You're just a.
Joey's there.
Joey's there, ladies and gentlemen. I call him up on the phone. Let me tell you something, and this is how we're going to leave the show today. I call Joey's there. You know how a lot of people make up excuses?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I call him up on the phone. I say, can you play? Here's the type of guy he is. He goes, you know what? What night? I said, Tuesday. He goes, I can't do it Tuesday. That was last week. I say, when can you do it? He said, next Tuesday. I said, so play. This is the type of guy he is, and I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. I said, what about next Tuesday? He goes, when? I said, we do the show at 7 tonight. He goes, I can't. I said, well, if we move it up, can you do it? He goes, well, the problem is, I said, he goes, do you have your own drums? I'm like, no, but I'll get them. He goes, all right, if I can do it, if you can get the drums, I'll play it.
That's the
I'll
kind of guy he is.
I'll see you at 7 o'clock. And then he goes, can we make it 8? I said, it's hard to do 8 because we're doing a double show tonight, so and I won't be able to rehearse. Uh-huh. I said, I'd like to rehearse. He goes, I can do it, but I can't rehearse. I just have to show up. I'll start, you know, I'll bang on those drums and I fucking get the rhythm of it right away. I said, well, that's great. He goes, and look, is there any way you could have me picked up? And that's the type of guy he is. I said, I'll send a car. He fucking hopped in the car. And this is the type of guy he is. That's the only reason I'm telling you. He goes, I send the town car to get him. As you saw, he pulled up in a town car tonight. And the only thing, and ever, all that, he gets what he needs and he explains it. And we have a nice adult conversation. The only thing that came between from that last conversation I had till he played was he asked me to have a professional tuner come in if I could get the drums tuned up for him.
Yeah.
And I said yes. And he goes, I'm fucking there. I'm your buddy. And he showed up an hour late tonight, drunk, high. So that's the type of guy he is.
That's awesome.
I'm fucking there.
He's there. Yeah, he's there for you.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks,
thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Bob from downstairs, who, by the way, not only kept playing the organ for us, but hung out all night. And that song about God, that was... Seriously, thank you, and that was great. Bye, everybody. Oh my God, it's hard to fucking end.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.